Dreamscape presents Bravehearts by Carolyn Hart, read by Jennifer Bronstein. Bravehearts. Chapter 1. Catherine Cavanaugh paused at the top of the steps leading down into the River Room at the Savoy Hotel. She looked at the dancers, in the middle of an energetic rumba, and saw beneath the gaiety a ferocious determination to have a good time. The laughter, the sensuous beat of the music, and the swirl of cigarette smoke combined into a familiar montage of wartime London, dancers and lovers waiting for the bombing to start, as everyone knew it would. For an instant, the dancing couples became a huge gray pile of rubble and bones in her mind's eye. She willed away the image and started down the steps. Her escort followed. He was a man with whom to spend an evening, another evening of laughter and bombs. The current escort, Captain Smithies, took her elbow and bent down to speak. She responded lightly, cleverly, not listening to his words or hers. Her smile touched her face, but didn't touch her heart. She knew that some she saw in the River Room that night felt emotion. A young couple sat at a side table, their hands interlocked over the snowy white linen as they stared into each other's eyes. Tears streamed down the girl's face. Were they a honeymoon couple? And this, his last night of leave? Catherine slipped into her seat at a table beside the dance floor. Her heart ached for that couple, for all the frantic, intent merrymakers, for herself. She shook her head impatiently.